nice. Wa-do-da-do-da-da. Sugar and spice. Now, so good. So good. Because I got you. Yeah. You ain't going to leave me, are you? Nah. Nah. You ain't going to leave me even though I occasionally remember. Even though I occasionally break out into a cold sweat and grit my teeth. Even though I wake up in the middle of the night soaked with sweat, thrashing in the bed. See, when I left numb, they checked me for disease. They checked my teeth for decay. They checked my scalp for psoriasis. But what I really needed was a checkup from the neck up. Because every now and then I still remember those days when the name on my uniform said Grease Minnelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fuhrer! Quang Tree, 1967. I was a highly decorated combat veteran. By accident. Because of a woman! I was a scared kid, what did I know? I was sitting in a stinking foxhole, and I'm reading this letter from this girl I was engaged to back at the time, named Pauline, and she wrote me, "Dear Nino, this isn't easy for me to do, but I've met another man. Brad works here in town and is high up in his father's business, and we're going to be married, Nino, and I won't be able to see you anymore. Good luck. All my love. Pauline." Pauline! Pauline! I watched as the wadded piece of paper disappeared into the stinking mud of my foxhole. I was blind with rage. Everybody was cowering in their foxhole because we were in enemy territory. I stood up, I screamed, "Pauline!" The lieutenant yelled, "Incoming!" Everybody dove for a piece of real estate, but not me. I just stood there. "Pauline!" He said, "Are you crazy, Sergeant? Hit the deck!" But I just walked, oblivious. A machine gun just opened up on us, and I just walked. That nest. "Pauline! Pauline!" Firing from the hip there. The VC must have thought I was nuts. There they are, spraying the land. And I'm just walking up at them. Yeah! Finally, I got right on top of those maggots. Right on top of them! And I took my bayonet out there. And as they were frantically trying to swing that gun around Tommy, I screamed, "Pauline!" And I skewered those maggots. I skewered them. Both of them. The lieutenant said, "You must be crazy. You also must be decorated for this. I'll put in the paperwork." That's how it went. Everywhere I went, I was drawing myself on grenades that turned out to be duds. I was drawing fire for guys getting out of choppers and hot LZs. All the while screaming, "Pauline!" Well, it's often the way in combat. When you want to get it, you never do. And so, one day they called me into the base HQ. Said, "Fury, turn in your supplies. Turn in your gun. Your time is up. You're going home, kid." And so I joined the land of the living. Came back to civilization. With my stinking medals in a box. About a year later, I got a call. General Dumfries. USMC called me up. He said, "Marine Corps wants to reward you for that unbelievable courage you showed." I'm thinking, unbelievable courage? Suicidal maniac is more like it. "We got $30,000 for you here. Come by and sign out for it." I'm thinking, 30? Jeez, by then I was long over Pauline. I'm thinking, thank you, Pauline, baby. Yeah. So I went down there and I walked into the office. General had an embarrassed look on his face. He said, "I'm sorry, there's an oversight, like a typographical error. The 30 grand is not for you, it's for equipment we have requisitioned. I'm sorry." I said, "What do you mean, no 30? He said, "I'm sorry, there's no 30. I'm sorry, there's a typo." I said, "I drove all this way." He said, "I'll tell you what, Sergeant, you a betting man? Said, sure I am, General. He said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. We got some money in a slush fund here. I think you've earned it. I think you've put in your share of action for the country. I tell you what, I will give you $1,000 for every inch there is of distance between the tip of your hydraulics and your doodads. $1,000 an inch. You take it? I said, I will make a fortune with that bet. He said, oh, you're pretty confident, huh? Let me get this right. $1,000 an inch for every inch there is between the tip of my hydraulics and my doodads. He said, that's it. I said, you're odd. You are odd, General. He said, nurse! Come in here. Bring a tape measure. He said, all right, Sergeant, if you would please, one limb of the timber. I said, certainly more. There you go. General said, okay, nurse. Measure. And she said, okay, let me see if I can just get over here in a second. All right, there we are. Wait a minute. My God. Where are your doodads? I looked at the general, smiled, and said, Saigon!
It's the Grease Man and more nonstop rock on WWDC-FM Washington, DC 101.